Hello guys, and welcome to KCast, my podcast where we can talk about anything and everything. It can be books, space, you never know, games. And I'm so glad you're tuning in for episode 2, and make sure you come daily for new episodes. And today we're going to be talking about some games, and particularly The Sims 4. I know I'm a little late to it, but they posted this on April 17th, is the 27th. I have been a little busy, so we're just gonna start talking about their new knitting stuff pack, and that's it. So let's go ahead and get into the episode. Okay, so The Sims 4 has been talking about a new stuff pack, and there's been voting for it's a knitting stuff pack. And I know I'm a little late, about 10 days, but it's okay, we'll still talk about it. I'm just reading through their news article and pointing out some of this stuff about this. So first thing, it says there's been creative sim improvements. One of the cool things we're adding to this is a chance to knit your own clothing. So that's super cool. I think that's a cool craft to do with knitting your own clothing. And it looks like I'm kind of skipping through some of it. On the picture, you can knit shirts and you're knitting versions of the shirt. So that's really cool. And yeah, I'm kind of skimming through it. I won't read all of it. And so our idea was to create a new UI that displays locked creative sim clothing items. This way you'll be able to view things like knit sweaters and socks. Yes, socks, before knitting them. This will also show you everything your sim can aspire to create. Knitted clothing needs to be special, not just something every townie wears. I'm looking at you, eyeball ring. Well, I think that would be cool because I've also read that, you know, the whole family can wear it. So that would be really cool if what would be really cool is grandma or grandpa could knit something and then give it to the rest of the family for Christmas. They might be able to do that, I'm not sure. Next thing is it says less rock. So this is about their rocking chairs. Rocking chairs will mostly function like regular chairs, but with a few added twists, Sims will be able to do things like talk, watch TV, listen to music, read books, and knit while on a rocking chair. If it works while sitting, we'll try to make it work while rocking. I think that's a good approach to it because I think it's better. I don't think you should just be able to sit in a rocking chair. I mean, that kind of defeats the purpose. I think you should be able to do all that stuff. That's really cool. And let's look at it. It says, I think it said something about the elders. Now let's talk about elders. We like elders to have some unique gameplay while rocking chairs, so we're including a special interaction on rocking chairs called Reminisce. I think that's how you say it, I'm sorry. Where elder sims think back to their days of yore and recall something nice or maybe not so nice. Maybe something super embarrassing that they buried deep, deep down. Who knows? I know, but you'll have to wait until the pack comes out to find. That would be super cute, having the rocking chair around the fireplace and just having the elder sims rocking. And I think it would be kind of cool for them to all to maybe tell stories to the younger kids. Or I wonder if you can rock your baby in it, or is that an action? I'm not sure, but that would be really, really cool. And I'm just looking at the pictures of the rocking chairs, this one without the arms on the side and some with the arms, and that's super cute. And yeah, it says they can't reveal everything just yet. I'm reading I'm reading the post from April 17th, I think. Yes, April 17th. So I'm a little late on it, but it's okay. And then Plopsy. Yes, Plopsy. What is Plopsy? It's an online store where Sims can sell their crafted art. This store isn't tied to a career or a gig, so if you want to make a little art money, on the side, Plopsy is here for you. Being able to sell your knitted items online felt like a really strong feature for this pack, and we weren't sure if just dragging an object into the sell button was going to cut it. With Plopsy, Sims will be able to list their objects online for a small fee in hopes that an internet stranger will buy it. Once the buyer is found, Sims will need to ship the object themselves by routing to the mailbox, or they can ignore someone's offer and try for a better deal. I think that's by far one of my favorite things about the new stuff pack, Plopsy. I think that's so cool. It reminds me of Etsy, and I think that's what they were going for. Well, they can maybe like sell their paintings or their little crafts. So that'll be something I think a lot of people would be looking for to try out. I think that's better than just selling it. I think this adds more gameplay and more character to it. It's a lot more fun in my opinion. So I think that will be an exciting thing to find out. And I don't want to read through some of this, but this is my favorite part about Plopsy. So I'm going to read another theme. Not only can knitted objects be listed on Plopsy, but so can things like paintings and woodworking sculptures too. I'm hoping to include as many things as possible that make sense for a store like this. Whichever item you choose to sell, you should hopefully make more of a profit with Plopsy than selling things the old-fashioned way. Your Sim can also purchase things from Plopsy. If you don't feel like knitting a hat, maybe someone has one for sale. Listings up and keep checking back in search of the perfect item. Plopsy is still hot off the presses, so I don't have any screenshots to share. But for now, please enjoy this potential Plopsy logo. Okay, it's like a little rabbit. Oh, I'm sorry. A car just passed by and it's really loud. It's a little rabbit. But it would be kind of funny if it was called like Flopsy or something. Plopsy. But my opinion on it, what would be funny to me is that if you went on Plopsy and the prices of the items that you could buy were like super high, kind of like on Etsy. I know like a lot of things that I look at are handmade. I know handmade things take a lot of time. I love to craft. I think it's really fun. And I've really been getting the opportunity to do it a lot now, especially since just quarantine. But you know, Etsy prices are really high to me, and it would be funny if they were as high on Plopsy as they were on Etsy. So last but not least, thanks to everyone who blah 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 blah. I'm trying to skim through it. Oh, so that's about it from them. But I do think, I guess I can go back and touch bases. I didn't really talk that much about the creative sim. I guess I should talk more about it. I think I was skimming through too much. So yeah, it just basically says that you can knit in it. And I read the thing about the elders. And okay. I'm just gonna pick up where I left off and from the beginning. And it says, to better illustrate what I mean, I provided some UX mockups below. What is a UX mockup? I'm glad you asked. Early in the design phase, after the design is written, but before it is finalized, our user experience designer, whose job is to design UI, among other things, reviews the design and creates imagery illustrating how the feature will look in game. We can then review this as a team and make changes until we're happy. Then when the engineers and the UI artists implement the feature, they know exactly what it should look like. Pretty cool, huh? Okay, I love, you know, The Sims 4 and whatever, but I like The Sims 3, especially their creative sim space. The Sims 3, I think The Sims 3 would have been perfectly fine, the gameplay, but when they released The Sims 4, it had such better graphics And I think that's why a lot of people switched. But I think a lot of people might have stayed for The Sims 3 if it had a better graphics. And I think that's a lot of the reason why they played this. I'm trying to find the update that came way back in March. Why I say that like it's been a long time. So I'm using split screen. I'm looking. Oh, okay. I'm gonna look at the round 4 voting results when this was going on. So, man, I'm so hot. I'm outside. I always do this outside. And okay, so I'm looking at the picture of the community, what the votes were. So it looks like we have a desk. And okay, that's really pretty. I like it. And it has some craft stuff in it. It's white. Or I think they might have different swatches, I'm not sure. But this was pretty cute. I like the little bees or whatever hanging down through it. And then it has a really vibrant couch, and I think a lot of people, I forgot which stuff pack it is, but I think it had a lot of vibrant things like this, but I kind of like these better. It has some hanging plants and a chair to match the couch that I talked about. Oh, okay, I really like these next few right here. Okay, it's a little board. I think, is it a bulletin board? I don't know what it's called. I think I've seen it in a few places before, but you can hang stuff in it. Actually, it's in this office that I know of. Somebody works and they have the same thing, but you can hang things on it. It's like a board with little holes. It's not a bulletin board, it's something else. But also, there's another thing, guys. It's this little cart. I wanted one so bad to go in one of my siblings' dorm rooms and to put her little stuff in. I think they're really cute. So there's one of these. It's a cart. I can't tell what that is. I think it's like a bag of yarn for you to knit with. And then there's another basket with some stuff in it. And then you have this is a cute rug. I like the new vibrant colors. A lot of these colors, I mean, I've seen them in The Sims, but I don't think we have enough of it. Like these really pretty pinks and blues and whites together. It almost kind of reminds me of Easter for some reason, like this stuff back. Another hanging plant. I like that plant a lot. Then we have two more little toys or animals. It's a turtle and a turtle and an octopus. And then you have another one of those countertops that I was talking about, except this time it has a little space in the middle, I think, where you can put a chair and work at. And then we have a Grim Reaper, a penguin. And what is this right here? I'm trying to see. Oh, I think it's a little design, like a little wall design. It's I don't want to say picture frame, but because it doesn't have people in it, it's just like boxes. It's just cute stuff like that. This is a llama cactus thing. That's cute. Oh, and then is this called weaving? They have one of those. Oh, I love this door. I love this door so much. It's really cute. And then the rocking chairs. This is the armless one. And then here's what the bulletin board is right here. This one is super cute. Even though I probably won't be using it, it's just not my style, but that is super cute. And another desk. I won't say it's a desk, more like a storage type unit. I won't say a storage unit either. I don't know what to call it, but it's really pretty. What is this? A book. And is this considered clutter? Maybe. It's a book with some yarn and jars and scissors and just things like that to maybe put on top of your desk. What is that? I can't tell what this next thing is. Maybe it's a candle. I'm not sure. And there's a little potted cactus. I really like the cactus. Personally, I have a kind of a connection with the cactus. So I used to have a cactus just like this with the little red flower on top, and it died. And there's another hanging plant. And then there's a shelving unit. I like this shelving unit. And it's like little house shapes. There's three of them. You know what this stuff pack reminds me of? It kind of reminds me a little bit of Target, at least those shelves. Because I know Target sells those cloud shelves, and this kind of reminds me of it. And then I think this is a mailbox. Oh, that's super cute. This all reminds me of Easter because of all the flowers and the bright colors. Then there's the rocking chair with the arm. And so what happened was that they went and voted on these, and they voted, they had different people vote for the stuff pack, and that was super cool. I think I was watching some of the videos of the people voting, and I kind of felt bad because they had so many good choices there. You can only pick a certain amount. I think that was, but what they picked was really cool. I actually really like this, and I think a lot of people will put this in their gameplay. I think this is a good thing to encourage the Sims to craft more. I know I love crafting, and I think that'll be cool gameplay for the Sims. Have more of that. With this round completed, we're almost finished voting on the components of this next stuff pack. Now that we've determined the theme, arts and crafts, art style, DIY delight, CES choices, and objects you can expect to see in the game, we have just two things left: the pack icon and name. Well, this was all the way back in March, so it's the knitting stuff pack. So that's what I'm reading from. And I think that is going to be it for this episode. So please tune in every day. And, well, not every day, as many videos as I post, please watch them. And I try and come out with new episodes daily. But if you don't, you can always rewatch the old ones. We re-listen to the old ones. And just thank you for watching, and tune in next time. Bye.